Hey, what's up, everybody? Here's Up In Depth here for another fun-filled week of Disney news. And I gotta tell you, there's been a lot of Disney news in the last 24 hours. It's driving me up the wall, and I think we have to talk about all of it, which is something we don't normally do. Yeah, we're going to cover it all, Jer. I think we have to do that.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm under a time crunch tonight, so while we are going to do it all...
That's right, you're a rocket head. You're a rocket head, and you're going to watch the rocket blast off in outer space.
Today's a very historic day in terms of that. They're launching 4 unaccompanied civilians into outer space, and this isn't like... You know what Richard Branson did up and then, you know, we barely skim the sky and then we come back down. They're going.
Yeah. They're going for 3 days, I think, right? That SpaceX launch.
Something like that.
They're going to be in there for 3 days unaccompanied by an astronaut, like an actual physical astronaut.
Correct.
Wild. Although one of them is an Air Force pilot. So I feel like, you know, in order to be an astronaut, I think you have to be a pilot or something. Isn't that right? So, you know, it's just.
Is he an Air Force pilot? I know he's a. I know he does do a lot of daredevil stunts, but was he in the Air Force?
That I don't know.
I'm not so sure. I just watched the documentary and don't know. So that's great.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. I don't really care about that kind of stuff. But then I looked at what you were doing. And I was like, oh yeah, okay. Maybe I'll watch that now too. Maybe we should live stream it on Twitch or something.
You can do whatever you want. I'm going to be out with my camera in the yard.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Well, then never mind.
Should I bring Instagram? Should I bring my phone and Instagram live me taking a picture of the rocket?
Yes, you should, because then you'll have your reactions, and that's what we want to hear.
I would be distracted. I would be too distracted.
Oh.
I have to focus when I do such things.
Oh, well, look, I understand that, man.
Yeah.
Before we jump into the stories here, Jer, I want to announce everybody that we are still doing our Discord server. It's open right now only for Patreon supporters. So if you're a Patreon supporter, I have a permanent link. The other links I was giving it last like 7 days. I wasn't really sure I was going to do this, but now it's like, you know what? Forget about it. We're jumping in with both feet. So the link in Patreon is permanent. If you hear this a year from now, you can sign up and get the thing. But, you know, by then it'll probably be either public or off. But anyway, so Patreon supporters, you can do that too. Join our server. We're just talking. We do some gaming talk. We do some Disney news talk. There's some trip planning going on, some Disney stuff. So it's fun. It's just a big chat room, basically. And, you know, we have a music bot. So anyway, check that out if you're Patreon. If you're not Patreon, go ahead and join, and then you'll get the link, and everything will be great. All right, Jared, look, why don't you go ahead and start? Because I have a few things to talk about, and we might as well, you know, stop hearing my voice for a second.
Okay, that sounds good.
Thanks.
You've heard of Florida Man, right?
Yeah, it's
you know, that's like it's a thing.
Yeah.
Like, I guess news to article stories, they start with the term Florida Man, and I guess what's supposed to happen is a peculiar story typically follows that.
Correct.
Well, today I bring you California Woman.
Oh, my goodness. I don't believe it.
You're going to believe this. You're going to hear it. A TikTok video recently went viral on social media showing a dispute taking place between a Disney cast member and an adult female, a quote, alleged adult female, who purportedly was being asked to leave Disneyland around 2 weeks ago after, I guess she alleged, peed in a cup out in the open in Frontierland.
Good gravy. I mean, we've all thought about it, but she had the guts to do it. I commend her.
You know what it is?
What?
It's called courage.
That's right.
Mind you, this is just a short distance from several restroom options, so it's unclear why she chose to relieve herself in a cup. I didn't even think that that was particularly easy for a gal to do.
I don't think it is. I know they have like little... essentially, it's a funnel that you can use for women to pee, you know, standing up. But I don't pretend to know. And quite frankly, that's a mystery. That's fine. That's fine with me.
The video cuts off the initial portion of the confrontation, but a cast member known as Tom keeps his cool during the video while a rambling woman grasping at any straw to defend herself blathers on and on. Well, why should I describe it when we can just listen? Jace, please cue the audio of Pee Lady, please. Number one.
I have a bad bladder. I don't think you understand what women's bladders are all about, but I really have a bad bladder. Okay. And there's no reason for you to justify me or judge me.
I am not judging you, ma'am.
You are, sir.
No, I'm not.
Tom.
I'm not judging you.
Can
I'm
you
here
please
to
see your manager? Because it's
I am
okay.
the manager.
Somebody I hire up, sir.
I'm asking you to leave property for your actions and behavior.
Not a problem, Tom. But I needed to urinate. And I needed to pee on my... There's been times where I have to hold a cup for my job, Tom.
I am a
teacher, a speech therapist, sir. I literally have to urinate in a cup. Because I don't have time to go to South Central on Slauson and cringe to urinate, sir. I cannot believe you're judging me.
I'm not judging you.
No problem. It's okay. I will leave, but I'm telling my family member what's happening here.
Okay.
And they can meet me at the parking lot.
Okay.
Because there is a commute time. It's literally an hour to drive to the valley, Tom. Okay, what? Okay, what? It sounds like you're just saying okay,
yes,
but I need a manager.
I'm saying okay.
I went to Alani, to Hawaii, in April, Tom. I pay for your paycheck, sir. Everybody else is here. Just so you know, I'm not a, like, freeloader.
What?
I'm just putting it out there.
So I'll give you time to discuss the parking arrangement.
Thank you, sir.
Unfortunately, I can't get
I will leave. No, thank you, Tom.
First of all, that banjo in the background makes the whole thing so much better. It's just like, I have to pee in a cup every day. I'm a speech therapist. Just like, also, what is her, she has to pee in a cup for her job? Because she doesn't have time
she's
to go to
deranged.
South Central? Yeah, she's Looney Tunes. I think she's probably drunk a little bit, maybe. I'm assuming, I don't know.
She might be, but she was. I guess that's possible. But where do you even get drunk in Disneyland? Unless she was over at the other park.
Yeah, probably at DCA, and then you pop over because that story was incomprehensible. It made zero sense, and she kept confusing judging with justify.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. Which also great job for a speech therapist. Like she doesn't even know the words or their meanings.
That's why I think she was a little sauced.
She's a little sauced.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and she had to pee so bad that she peed in a cup. But she, I don't know. She's not slurring. She doesn't come across as like I've spent a lot of time with drunk people, myself included.
Yeah.
She doesn't sound like a drunk person talking, other than that she doesn't make any sense.
So I don't think she's like super drunk, but I think she's definitely heavily buzzed, and okay. She's talking slow. And sometimes when you're drunk, you're trying to be. Not drunk, like you're hiding it, or you're being confronted by authority, you tend to speak more like this, sir. Like, yes, sir, I'm going to do the thing. Right,
yes.
And I think that's what she's doing, combined with she was very slow in a lot of places, and right. And then bringing up her work, which had nothing to do with her peeing in a cup. Lady, you pee in a cup? I saw you. You got to scoot. Yep, you're right. You know what? I did do that. I'm going to leave. But Hawaii? I went to Alani. In Hawaii in April. Cool. Get out of my park, dude.
Yeah. I mean, it seems to be she wants to establish her, you're kicking me out of here. You don't understand. I'm a loyal customer. I paid a lot of money. I went to Alani. I pay your, because she says I pay for your paycheck.
Yeah.
Ma'am, you are a public, you are an educator. Someone pays for your paycheck too.
That's right.
Dear. It's probably Tom.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, $100 says she's an annual pass holder.
Well, I don't think she is any longer.
Or a magic key holder. She was. Because there's that just entitlement that doesn't leave.
Yeah. Well, no. If she was, she's not any longer. I don't think they let you back in after you defecate.
I hope
public.
Not. No, I hope not. Absolutely not.
I think she's gone.
Good.
Which makes me very happy. So, no peeing in cups, Jace.
The only thing that goes in cups, Jeremy...
21st Amendment Brewery's latest beer release, Tropical Brew Free or Die IPA, puts an island vacation in their whimsically designed cans. That's right, cans. This refreshing year-round release, Tropical IPA, is brewed with pale and Munich malts, brimming with Azaka, Citra Cryo, and Mosaic hops, and topped with a splash of pineapple flavor. The result is a clean, refreshing beer featuring a mix of sweet malt, balanced bitterness, fruit-forward hops, and a nice tropical vacation at the finish. Tropical Brew for Your Die IPA is available at your local good beer shop, neighborhood taproom, and anywhere else people come together to find great craft beer.
All right, everybody.
So it really doesn't go in cups. It goes in cans.
Well, it comes in cans. You can do whatever you want. True. You know what I mean?
True.
All right, well, I have something, Jeremy, that's equally weird, but not as weird as micturating in public. If you've ever walked down Main Street in any Disney park or gone soaring over California or the world or whatever it is now, I have no idea. If you ever floated by the gingerbread house in the Haunted Mansion or even checked in on those pesky pirates ransacking Puerto Dorado, then you've encountered the Smellitizer. This is technology that Disney uses to give you a better sense of place, and it's not anything new or particularly interesting. In fact, Disney has had a patent on this machine since the 80s. It's basically an essential oil diffuser that breaks down the aroma inserted into it and diffuses it into the air via a fan. The result is whatever smell that was inserted into the machine is nebulized and diffused into the air. They can be desktop-sized or even large enough to add to your HVAC system, depending on your needs. Now, why am I bringing this up? Well, a kid over on TikTok recently went viral, which is a saying I can't stand, for saying that Disney quote-unquote brainwashes you into buying food at the park by using one of these machines. Then he says, not being dramatic. So you kind of are, but that's all right. So here, let's listen to the audio here.
I've been brainwashed by the candle aisle, and I'm not being dramatic.
Right. Did you know Disneyland actually brainwashes you every time you visit?
What?
So everyone loves Disneyland, right? It's the happiest place on earth. But have you ever walked by a building with a bunch of speakers on it, but no sound is coming out?
Yeah, what is that?
So that's what Disneyland calls smellitizers. And what they do is they shoot out a certain smell 20 feet, and it helps make you feel a certain way.
What?
Right, so in Disneyland, if you walk down Main Street, there's a candy shop that shoots out the smell of peppermint to help remind you of candy. And there's an ice cream shop that shoots out the smell of vanilla and waffle cones.
I love the smell of their waffle cones.
Right? And if you walk by the popcorn stands, they shoot out the smell of popcorn to make you hungry and want to buy it.
And that's how they get me to spend all my money.
Exactly. And Disneyland also uses smellitizers in their rides. So if you go on Pirates of the Caribbean, they shoot out the smell of salt water to help the ride feel more realistic.
So that's how they do that.
They even do this in the Pixar Pier Hotel. So they actually shoot out the smell.
Whatever, you get the idea. I can't stand that format.
This is a horrible way to acquire information. How can you have that? It's like, it's so hyper edited. And then what? Like, is that his own voice asking the weird question of himself?
I believe so. It's like he's interviewing himself. So the video is like, it'll switch to him in a different shirt and a hat. I think. I don't know because the cuts are so fast, I can't tell.
Who watches that horrible, horrible content?
A lot of people. Millions of people, like, actually.
This is really great. That's why people talk a certain way.
Yes.
People sound like... that's called a smellitizer. Like, that's how you speak?
Yeah, exactly. My favorite part is the not being dramatic. Counterpoint, yes, you are. Like any Disney detail, the smellitizers are just a small part of adding to the experience of being in a Disney theme park and are hardly meant for brainwashing. I mean, of all of the things that Disney's trying to do, calling it brainwashing is just hyperbolic and weird, quite frankly. Smells are used all over the place in other industries. Usually, you don't notice. This is the reason you smell Starbucks coffee before you even open the door. Well, I'm not entirely sure they use smellitizers the way Disney does, but after working there for a couple years, I did hear stories of managers putting hot cups of coffee specifically by the air vents to better push the smell of fresh coffee outside, but more importantly, through the rest of the restaurant, through the rest of Starbucks. Like, you open that door... the one I worked in used to be a Barnes & Noble. It was very long, but, you know, shallow. And you open the door on the long end, and the smell just pushes out because of the air conditioning. It's just you have the coffee right by the intake of the HVAC system. So it's everywhere, and you can't get away from the smell.
You know what?
It's not brainwashing.
It's not brainwashing. No. It's like it certainly appeals to your senses, but isn't that different than brainwashing?
It totally is. Well, and, you know, even as far back as the 1950s, we saw the famous smell-o-vision marketing moment in movie theaters, which seemed to be the first full-on use of smells to create a sense of place. The movie theaters at the time, the smell-o-vision, if something, if someone like farted or whatever on screen, you would smell the smells in the movie theater. The problem with those was it took so long for that smell to happen that you missed the cue moment in the movie. And then it took so long for the smells to dissipate that it just didn't work out. The smellitizers are cool because they're super accurate and they diffuse. And I think what I'm imagining what is the AC system just clears out that smell, which is why like on Soarin', they can do 3 or 4 different smells. And, you know, sometimes it doesn't work well, but most of the time it works pretty good. Is Disney trying to play on your emotions by using your nose? Yes. Does smelling a churro make you want one? Yeah, sometimes. Are they brainwashing you into buying food? No. If they were, you'd just smell every food in every restaurant in every land all the time. Disney is selective when it comes to picking their scents, the candy shop, the ice cream parlor, some of the kiosks. So you walk by, you're reminded these snacks are here, and it ties you into a sense of a place. But brainwashing? Come on, dude.
Only if you have very low control of your faculties are you able to be brainwashed by such a simple suggestion as a smell, which this guy clearly does.
Can you imagine? Can you just like you walk down the street and someone like it's like old French fries or whatever. Oh, my God. Now I need French fries. You're just 100% controlled by your olfactory senses.
Yeah, you have just
don't let him near the trash. He's going to start eating rotten steak.
Is that skunk? Love it. Well, I learned a trick. Coffee is an interesting one. I learned a trick from a Delta flight attendant. They put the coffee on the plane. They don't scoop it. It just comes in like a pre-pouch, like in your hotel, you know?
Yeah.
That coffee has the ability to cover up other odors really well and absorb it. So they'll often put a pouch of coffee in the bathroom on the plane after someone makes a stinky.
Usually
me.
Here comes Jeremy Coffee Murray coming up.
Get the coffee.
Yeah, I do that trick with decaf coffee in my hotel rooms, especially like traveling for beer events or whatever. No one drinks the decaf coffee. If it's stinky or like funky, even if you just have food in there from the day and you forgot to like take it out and you didn't get room service or whatever. Just that smell, and you just, bust it open and it does a great job.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Jason, you're a Muppet fan, aren't you?
I am the Muppet fan. Not the Muppet fan, but I love Muppets. I love them so much. I cried. I wept, felt tears when they got removed from DCA, and I yearn for them to come back and return so I can be the only one in there watching.
Okay. I mean, I also remember you reported right here on In Depth the upcoming Muppets Haunted Mansion.
Yes, I am literally very, very excited for this.
Okay. I'm very excited that you're very excited. Because I don't have Disney Plus, but I hope that you stay excited after you hear this story. For those of you who don't know and missed one of our episodes, which how dare you.
Could never
inspired,
be.
Inspired by all 4 of the iconic Disney Haunted Mansion attractions located across the globe, the Muppets Haunted Mansion will include many hidden Easter eggs for Disney fans and Muppetized sets and props to help immerse viewers in the storytelling experience in this special set to air soon on Disney Plus. The Muppets have been famous throughout their years for interactions with celebrities and celebrity cameos in their movies and in TV shows, often to hilarious effect. Charles Grodin's infatuation with Miss Piggy and the Great Muppet Caper is a favorite of mine. And the Muppet Show that debuted in the 70s featured such famous stars as John Cleese, Steve Martin, Julie Andrews, and Liza Minnelli, just to name a few. Now, this marks the Muppets' first ever Halloween special that'll be coming. In true Muppet form, it will feature some celebrity cameos.
Of course.
Of course. Notably, the recently deceased Ed Asner of Mary Tyler Moore show fame, who also voiced the main character in Disney Pixar's Up, will be making a posthumous appearance in the Muppets Haunted Mansion.
Wow.
Which
weird.
Is sort of...
That's a weird...
It's a little close. He literally just died. I think they buried him like last week.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I know.
You can't cut him out.
It is what it is. Yeah. While details on his part in the special are scant, Disney released an image of the costume Asner holding up a drink today, so we know he will be in there. But that's not all.
Okay.
If you're hungry for a real celebrity, buckle up, because the one and only Imagineer Kim Irvine will be making a cameo as well. I've been so excited to tell you about this.
Why does my life have to be this way?
Why? Imagineers don't need to cross that line. We can interview them. We can talk to them. But we don't need to have them act. Please.
Yeah, we don't need to see you move and talk like that.
Oh, God.
Today, the folks at Walt Disney Imagineering teased her appearance in a post. Kim Irvine currently serves as the art director for Disneyland, but she is also known for her portrayal of Madame Leota in the Haunted Mansion holiday overlay at Disneyland's Haunted Mansion each fall. The role is close to her heart as her mother, Leota Toombs, is the character's namesake and the original Madame Leota performer from when the Haunted Mansion originally debuted.
That's like her past. Like every time she's mentioned, they always bring that up. It's almost like, oh, we're going to bring up Walt. Here's a Walt quote. Or, hey, we're going to change something at the park. Here's a Walt quote to sort of Band-Aid over everybody. Like, oh, well, Kim's here because her mommy used to be this.
Like, right, get like, over isn't nepotism it. A bad thing? Or why are you we would, celebrating this?
You would think, but apparently not.
Apparently not. So Kim Irvine and her bucket of pink paint will be making an appearance.
I hate it.
And in case you're interested in watching her, Muppets Haunted Mansion will debut on Disney Plus on October 8th.
And here's why I don't like it, because I don't like her already. And now she's forever tied to the thing that I actually really enjoy. Like, I don't like a lot of Disney content that's coming out. I really don't. But I was very excited about the Muppets. And even Disney can ruin the Muppets like that. Like, what are you doing? Putting Kim, like, and it's not even about, like, you know, take away, like, the pseudo comedy or whatever. It's like, she's an Imagineer. You want to get someone from Custodial in, too? Like, why is she there? There's no reason. It's this weird blending of lines that I don't like. It's inappropriate. I don't like it.
I agree with you.
Thank you.
I do think it's annoying that someone like her has to taint your favorite or one of your favorite franchises. And we didn't have to deal with this, you know, before Disney bought the Muppets. They just can't help but put their stink on everything, it seems. Well, literally brainwashing.
Well, and also, like, more importantly, what does Disney gain out of this? What does the presentation, what does the special gain from having her in there? Nothing. There's no point. Right. Because she has some weird esoteric tie to the... No, who cares? I don't like it.
Go ahead. You said you don't like it.
Yeah, and I'm done finally. I've been interrupting you. I apologize. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. I think I'm pretty much done. I feel like they're doing this quite a bit with these Imagineers are becoming their own gaggle of celebrities or at least trying to make themselves celebrities. There's this Imagineer named Zach Ridley. And he's out in the parks every day. He's got an Instagram called The Zach Ridley.
Okay.
He's just so cool.
Yeah.
Okay. And he's out there and he's showing us the Swatch chips for the new creation store at Epcot. He's showing and he's marching around constantly. He's always got this vest on because, you know, they're building the new Space 220 restaurant at Epcot.
Yeah.
So when he goes in, he wears a hard hat and a reflective vest and everything. I'm like, they've laid the carpet, Ridley. I think you're safe. Okay. You're not swinging on a girder. He acts like he's one of these guys who built the Empire State Building with a lunchbox 50 points up. You know, it's like you walked into a ground story restaurant that's done. They're stocking the shelves. And you've got this hard hat and the reflective vest. I can't take it anymore.
It's weird, man. I mean, I'm sort of glad that they're letting, you know, the company sort of release these kinds of things. I think it's cool. But it's weird, like, the personalities that they have doing that. Because they're so over the top. They're not reflective, in my opinion, of most of the fan base. But I think what it is... They're being over the top because that's what the 20-somethings want. That's the popular people
based on that.
Yeah.
Based on that clip you played us before, like there's nothing more over the top than that horrible thing.
Yeah, and maybe we're just getting old and funky, man, but like that stuff does not appeal to me. It's like, I just don't want to sit and like consume this content right now. I don't think this is very interesting. Or at least it's not an interestingly delivered manner. It's just blah, 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 blah. There it is. Here's all the stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. Exhausting to pay any attention to.
It really is. Speaking of being exhausted, we're going to take a quick break, Jer. And then we're going to come back. And I have a few speed stories to run through. You know, there's a, like I said, there was a lot going on. There's a lot added to the show. So,
well, I'm looking forward to the lightning round.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Hang on, everybody. It's In Depth. We'll be right back.
Back to the newsroom on In Depth.
That's right. Back to the newsroom. That's what we're doing over here, everybody. Hanging out in the newsroom. All right, Jared. Well, maybe you've seen tours happening at you know, Disney World or Disneyland or whatever, and usually the people leading the tours have like an iPad or something like that.
Yes.
Well, apparently there was a man who was caught with a stolen Disney iPad. He was caught giving a tour at Hollywood Studios.
What?
Yeah. Authorities were called to Hollywood Studios in June. This is a little old news, but it's breaking now. For a trespasser later identified as Renan Carletto, deputies say an investigation manager with tickets and resort fraud for Disney discovered unauthorized overrides on reservations in a Walt Disney World application that was for employee use only. The app can give someone access to the front lines without having to wait and is only installed on Walt Disney World devices. So you can just skip ahead a line. In any ride.
I would like to get that app.
Me too. You don't think you want to steal for it?
No.
The investigator told deputies he believed someone had a company device without permission to make overrides. The investigator said he saw Carletto giving an unauthorized tour within the park and leading the group into a line of one of the rides. I wonder if he charged people in this group or if they were just like his friends, right? Or his family.
Oh, that's a great question.
The investigator with Disney told the staff to cancel the reservations for Carletto and his guest before they got onto the ride and followed him out into the parking lot to see if the man would attempt to make more reservations. So they were following him, it sounds like. I imagine they radioed like, hey, cancel that. Let's see what he's going to do.
Let's see what he's up to.
That's cool. Carletto told the men that he worked with A-Class and did have a Disney device with him to make reservations. Authorities say Carletto gave the iPad to the Disney investigator, adding that he had been given the device by his boss, quote, Tony, saying that he did not know it had been stolen. It's my boss, Tony. It fell off the back of a truck. Officials say the investigator has dealt with Tony in the past for the same issues, but could not provide further information. There you go. He was issued a trespass warning. So it doesn't even sound like he was kicked out.
So he's not an employee.
Correct.
He got a hold of this from Tony.
From Tony. Yeah.
But we don't know who Tony is.
Correct. And it was a stolen device.
It was a stolen device.
It was a stolen iPad that someone called Tony gave to him. And apparently this Tony character is widely known. But I think that's very funny. And whoever's iPad that is probably going to be fired. Because you can't leave that in an area where guests can steal it, bro.
Right. The whole Tony thing is what's sort of throwing me off.
Right. I know. It's very, very weird. I mean, this is the equivalent of like, you know, going into like CVS or a drugstore or any store and you pick up the discount gun, the discount price gun. I did this one time, went to a Long's and like, was like into RC cars. I'm like, man, discount this RC car. Look, mom, the thing says 99 cents. And you slap it on a big box of RC stuff. And
your mom, like, I'm not the biggest moron in the world.
Yes. She's like, dude, it's not going to work. And I'm like, of course it's going to work. And then she convinced me to not do it. But it's like, that's what you feel.
She wasn't going
to
work. She didn't say, go return that stolen gun, you little piece of crap.
Well, she was in the store with me. I was like eight or whatever. I didn't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have another question.
Yes.
Was he dressed in the plaid uniform giving this tour? You know, because that's what you've seen.
I hope so. That would be great. That'd be commitment, man.
He needs that name tag and everything.
He really does, man. He really does.
Aw. Right, well, Jared. Carletto gave it his best.
Yeah. You got to do it, Carletto.
Did this happen at Disney World or Land?
Disney World.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
You know what? There's no way but Carletto's way. You know what I'm trying to say, guys?
That's exactly right.
breaking news. Fans were confused this week when they noticed that a Jessica Rabbit figure was removed from Roger Rabbit's cartoon Spin in Toontown in Disneyland. Now, apparently, it's been revealed via Orange County Courier, I think it is, I'm apt to believe it. They are revamping the storyline of that ride, and they're giving Jessica Rabbit top billing. She's going to be the lead character in a brand new storyline for Roger Rabbit's cartoon spin. Yes, this is from the Orange County Register. According to Disneyland Resort officials, Walt Disney Imagineering is reimagining the story of Roger Rabbit, giving it a, quote, more relevant backstory with Jessica Rabbit as the central character. She's going to be turned into a lead role as a private eye determined to stamp out a Toontown crime wave. And I have no idea what is more relevant about, like, what is relevant about that. I have no, oh, I don't
guess
know.
It's more relevant than a fake, like, pretend rabbit running around.
I don't know, man. Some scenes in Roger Rabbit's cartoon spin featuring Jessica Rabbit are being updated to be more relevant and reflect a new twist in the character's story within the attraction. A scene featuring Jessica Rabbit and the Weasels with an automobile, as well as the final scene of Roger Rabbit's cartoon spin, are being updated. And I just don't like it, because I don't know what the point is. I don't understand it. You're revamping that ride for what? Like a stronger female lead, I guess? That's cool.
I guess so.
But go back and watch that movie. Like, she was pretending to be, I'm a, you know, femme fatale, how Eric put it the other day. And it's like, at the end, she's a tough character. She's not as wimpy as she made herself out, or she's not as soft as she made herself out to be. It was a cover. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that needs to, in my opinion, needs to change with that character. Roger Rabbit is rescuing Jessica, which is part of the movie. Why is it different? Why is she a PI? Well, why is she a PI? She's a friggin' lounge singer. Why is she now a PI? That doesn't make any sense. If you're going to, like, change it, then, you know, maybe change some of the scenes. Like, I get taking out the character the scene where she's tied up and thrown in the back of the taxi. Okay, sure. In the trunk, right? Like, maybe that's a little bit too aggressive. That's fine. But why are we changing the storyline? Turning her into a private investigator of all things, and she has to stamp out a Toontown crime wave. Isn't that what the cops are for? I don't know, man.
I guess I haven't seen Who Framed Roger Rabbit in 25 years. I don't know what the storyline is of that movie at
all. Great. It's a great movie. You should watch it.
Yeah.
I mean, Eddie Valiant is the PI who's, I feel bad for name. I forget the dude's name. Anyway. So there's a PI in the movie, but why is Jessica Rabbit the PI? That's what I don't understand. You think she's really going to get a private investigator's license?
Is that even a license?
Yeah. You got to get licensed.
Well, maybe it's toxic rabbit-linity. They've got to down, get rid of it.
We got to down, get rid of it. Here's breaking news as of today, actually, Jeremy. L.A. County theme parks to require proof of vaccination or negative COVID-19 test. Now, this is L.A. County. It's not Orange County where Disneyland is, but the theme parks are planning to be wrapped into this. There's no word yet if Disneyland is going to be involved in this, but it definitely includes like Universals and, you know, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. For example, under the current high-risk setting, guests and employees attending outdoor mega events, which is 10,000 people or more, will be required to show COVID-19 vaccine verification or a negative test. In addition, indoor bars, wineries, breweries, nightclubs, and lounges will require proof of vaccination from both patrons and employees. And the vaccine verification will also be, quote, strongly recommended at indoor restaurants. I don't understand the difference between an indoor restaurant and an indoor bar. I really don't get that. To me, that is asinine. If you're going to do it, do it. If you're not going to do it, don't do it. But they're the same exact thing.
Right.
Or nightclubs. Like, get out of town with this. The board clarified that the new mandate also applies to the theme parks in the county, Universal Hollywood, Magic Mountain. So we could see something like this coming through to Disneyland. We won't know until it happens.
Well, but that's a L.A. County initiative, right?
Correct.
So Orange County doesn't have to do that.
Correct. But it's sort of playing off the national mandate, I suppose, from like where businesses of 100 employees or more have to have vaccinations or test weekly, which is very, very expensive. So I think L.A. County sounds like they're just sort of getting ahead of it. I would consider the possibility that Orange County sort of adopts the same thing, although they tend, okay. A lot of those people tend to be a little bit less enthusiastic about, you know, mandates of any kind.
Right.
But yeah, I found it interesting that the neighboring county is going to do it. Universal has to do it. So be prepared. We'll see. I don't know.
Is there a California vax like passport? Do you have that?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
we might, but no, I don't.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I didn't know if that's what they would be checking for, just your card that you got when you.
I guess just your card. I mean, I know there are apps you can sign up for or whatever to like put in all your information. But and last but not least, I do want to get your opinion on this because I think it's weird. I think this is a weird news story to write. There was a study that says tickets to Disney World could cost more than double by 2031. According to an online study by Koala, which is a company that helps connect travelers to timeshare rentals, a ticket to Disney will cost a guest $253.20 in the year 2031.
So that's 10 years from now?
Yep. As an average price increase of 7.4% each year has brought the cost up to par with the West Coast original, tickets now cost $124, the company explained. Following this trajectory, 2031 could see a Disney trip to Florida costing $253. It's weird. Like, let's take all this data, extrapolate it for no reason, not put it in any sort of context, and then throw it out into the world and get a story written about it. It makes no sense. What do you think? You think Disney World's ever going to see over $200 for a ticket?
Yes.
Really?
10 years ago, we were saying, do we think Disney will ever be over $100 for a ticket? Well, they'll never cross the $100 mark. Like a year later, they did. Of course, it's going to happen. Inflation alone is inflation's at a high of 5.1% right now, right? Like, it's the highest it's almost ever been.
I don't know.
Just that alone would bring you up over probably 200, wouldn't it?
I have no idea. I'm not what you call traditionally smart. So
if the value of the dollar goes, or I guess technically decreases by 5% every year, I think that would get you close anyhow to at least the 200 mark.
Yeah, I don't
know.
What
is it, 150 now? It's 150 a day, right?
I think it's like I think it was like 120 something.
I think at the lowest.
I don't know. Season. I just can't imagine it. I can't imagine it, I guess. So I thought it was ridiculous, but that's why I wanted to get your opinion on it.
Well, I'm glad we had this chat because we can archive this. Someone out there, set a note, set a reminder in your iPhones for 2031, September 15th, and we'll see what the prices are.
Yep, we'll check back in.
You think we'll still be doing this in 10 years?
No. I don't know, maybe. I mean, it's fun. I like doing it, but who knows? It's not up to me. It's up to everybody else listening.
I mean, if we seem old now, what are we going to seem like in 10 years?
Older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that we'll seem as old as the price of a Disney ticket is?
Damn, expensive? Dude. I'm going to sell that story to a Disney news site. All right, everybody. Thanks a lot for tuning in. I really appreciate it. If you want to support the show, join us at patreon.com/earsup. Don't forget to check our Etsy shop at etsy.com/shop/coveyors. Follow us on Instagram and social media and all that kind of fun stuff. Listen to the finest Disney music in the world over at spectroradio.us. But tune out about 5:30 Pacific time. And you can tune back in about 7 o'clock after the Illuminations pre-show 12-hour segment. And then the Illuminations, Illuminations hour, which feels like a lifetime. It just is never going to stop.
No. It goes by so fast. Every night I'm like, oh man, it's 9:30. I missed it.
Yeah. Yep. All right, everybody. Thanks a lot for tuning in. Jeremy, thank you. We'll see you later.